This audio is for people with insomnia or that need a little assistance in getting to sleep. Feel free to yawn, stretch, breathe deep, and fade into sleepiness throughout the session. Please begin by being in a comfortable position, eyes closed, body relaxed. Start by stretching out your legs, pointing your toes, tightening all the muscles in your leg. One each side. Tighten and release. Next, move to your arms. Outstretch them in front of you. Tighten all your muscles and release. Move on to your back. Curve at your hip. Stretch and release. Feel free to yawn if that's what comes naturally. Now, how I best fall asleep is to imagine a large stone house and then fill each room with furniture. We will start by imagining you're standing outside of a large stone home. In front of you is a 10-step staircase that leads to the front door of this house. Your feet are barefoot, and you can feel the cold, wet grass beneath you. You step on one stone and climb the stairs to get to the door. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You land at the landing. In front of you is a large wooden door with a big brass knocker. You reach out to touch the brass doorknob, patinaed and weathered by the wind and the rain. You feel its cold touch. You pull on the knob, opening the door. You're met with warm air and a desire to be inside the house. It's very cold outside, and you need the warmth. You enter into the foyer. Your feet are met with warm marble flooring. The door closes behind you, and you catch the scent of cinnamon and nutmeg in the air. You take a deep breath in and out. You roll your shoulders and you relax. You walk further into the house, your feet now meeting a warm Persian rug. You stand in the center of the foyer. To your right is a large wooden staircase that leads to the second floor. And to your left is a beautiful sitting room. You enter the house more, turning to enter the sitting room. As you cross the doorway, you're met with carpeted flooring, soft under your feet. The room has beautiful dark gray and dark blue wallpaper, with chair railing on the sides and wood paneling beneath a chair rail. In the center of the back wall is a beautiful, ornate, roaring fireplace. This is where the heat comes from. There is a beautiful dark blue tile all over the fireplace, and above it sits a calm, serene painting of a meadow. There's a warm, inviting sofa, and you go to sit on it. As you sit down, your body warms, your cares melt away. You relax into the chair and the sofa. You may even wish to lay down. You do lay down. You put your feet up. Put your arms at your side. Take a deep breath in and out. You enjoy the sound the fireplace makes, the crackling of the wood, the sound of the flame as it rushes. Its warmth inviting you to sleep. But you want to explore the house more. You get up, stand in front of the fireplace, turn around so that your back can be warmed. You notice there's shelves filled with books in the sitting room. There's ornate sculptures. There's a scent of old world charm in the air. You move to go look at the books. You run your hand along the spines, feeling each one, the worn outside of the books. You notice there's a record player, but an old-time one, sort of like a phonograph. You run your hand over it, feeling the record, the grooves in the record. You start to leave the sitting room, exploring the house more. You walk down a hallway and are met with a music room. Inside this part of the house is a beautiful grand piano. The keys are old and worn. It's been loved. You run your hand along the keys, feeling the cool ivory, maybe pressing down one or two. Hearing a beautiful, deep tone as you do. In this room is also a cello, a violin, and a harp. You run your hand along the strings of the harp, cascading as you do. The floor is hardwood with carpets. As you walk through the room, your feet alternate between hardwood and soft carpet. You leave the music room and find yourself in the kitchen, cool tile beneath you. The smells of cinnamon and nutmeg come from this place. It's clean. Bright, lit by lamps, and inviting. Everything is clean here. The counters are slick. The tile is warm, and it echoes. As you leave the kitchen, you come into a smaller sitting room. A large leather sofa. You sit on the sofa, feeling the warm leather beneath you. It's comfy. It invites you to sit and to stay. There's an ottoman, and you put your feet up. You bury yourself into the chair and the sofa. You relax. Take a deep breath in and out. You roll your shoulders. Stretch your neck and relax. You know that you can stay here or you can continue on. You pause for a moment, enjoying the warmth of the sofa, the feel of the leather, being enveloped in this chair. You can listen to the rain outside. Breath in and out. You get up from this chair. You walk and you find another staircase, a back staircase. You estimate there's about 17 steps. You climb the staircase to get to the second floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, until you reach the landing. Here there are multiple rooms. To your left, there's a beautiful bathroom with a large clawfoot tub. You can imagine yourself bathing there, relaxing in a warm bath, the smell of vanilla in the air, candles lit, enjoying the sensation of being wrapped in warm water. To the right of this room is a small bedroom. In here, the wallpaper is a dark green. It's inviting, like being in a treehouse. The bed in this room is large and soft. Its sheets are fitted nicely, and it's inviting you to sit down. You go in, sit on the bed. Lay down, outstretching your legs, putting your arms by the side. Take a deep breath in and out. Roll your shoulders, stretch your neck, and relax. You lay here, listening to the rain outside. Knowing you're protected by the house, there's no way a window will break or rain will get in. You're just enjoying being there in the moment. Take a deep breath in and out. This room is warm. Soft, inviting. You can choose to stay here or continue on. You get up from this bed, get to your feet, stand, roll your shoulders, stretch your neck, and walk to the hallway. The next room It's a beautiful, deep violet color. Inside is a warm bed with silver sheets and dark gray pillows. This room is warm, yet invigorating. You sit on the bed. It's firmer than the last one, but still soft. You lay down, stretch your legs, place your arms at the side of your body. Take a deep breath in. Shoulders, stretch your neck, and relax. In this room, you feel serene and calm. Your stress melts away. You feel welcome. You begin to feel more tired. This bed is comfortable. You lay, breathing softly and slowly, becoming more and more relaxed. You can choose to stay here, or you can continue on. You take a deep breath in and out. You sit up in the bed. Move your feet to the floor. Stand. Take a deep breath in and out. Roll your shoulders and stretch your neck. You walk out into the hallway again. The other bedroom left of this room is a deep red color. It's lit by old 1900s red lamps. It's got a soft glow, beautiful hardwood flooring, and a Persian rug. The bed itself is very large, with a brass bed frame. The linen is a beautiful cream color, with gold pillows and a wooden nightstand. This is the room you've waited for. A perfect room for a perfect night's rest. You get into the bed, pull the covers back, slide in, pull the covers over you, lay your hands at the sides of your body, take a deep breath in and out. Roll your shoulders, stretch your neck, and relax. You can hear the rain outside the window. It's become soft now, less violent. The soft glow from this room is inviting you to relax, to sleep, keeping your eyes closed. You remember walking up the steps to the door, entering the foyer, running your hands along the books in the sitting room, feeling the keys of the piano in the music room, the cool tile of the kitchen, the soft leather chair, climbing the staircase, seeing the beautiful clawfoot tub, remembering the calm sensation of the green room, admiring the silver linen of the deep violet room, until coming to this beautiful, warm red glow where you are now. The warm bed, the soft sheets, and the dimly lit space inviting you to sleep. You take another deep, long breath in and exhale. You stretch, releasing the last bit of stress in your body, and you relax. You listen to the sounds outside. You relax further, and you're at peace, ready to sleep.